Good morning, and welcome to your morning conversation. And with us this morning is Christina Bianco, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this upcoming weekend. And Christina, first of all, it's good to have you with us on our program this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
And let's just talk a little bit about what you'll be doing this weekend in Brownville and the performances that you'll be giving.
Sure. Well, I think that the shortest way to put it is I sing and I do impressions. So half the show is my own voice, and half I'll be impersonating and celebrating the great divas. To me, the big iconic musical divas are Barbara Streisand, Liza Minnelli, Celine Dion, Judy Garland, and it's pretty much like a concert with all of your favorite celebrities, but for the price of one out of 1 4-foot-11 lady's body.
Well, you can't beat that at all. Just a full night of entertainment that way.
Yeah, I feel really lucky. I've performed nearby. I performed in Omaha with the symphony not long ago, but I have never done one of my solo concerts in Nebraska or even in the Missouri area before. So I'm so excited to finally get to share all this great music and, of course, honor these great celebrities for everybody.
Well, just tell us a little bit about how you got started in the business, and especially with the doing the impersonations of some of these great performers, and how all this came about.
Well, it started really innocently. I was always singing. I grew up and still live in New York, and with having all that New York City has to offer with the concerts and the theater, my parents were very supportive and they knew I wanted to sing. But I was unaware. They tell me I did this, that I would very often sing along to these great celebrities like Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz or Julie Andrews and, Mary Poppins, stuff that kids would watch. And I would inadvertently take on the tone and the style of that particular artist. And it happened so innocently. It was only years later when I was, in the business working as an actor and a singer, that people kept saying, you take direction very well and you change your voice very well, which got me more into the voiceover world. And I really never took ownership of these impressions until I was cast in this long-running popular show in New York you may have heard of called Forbidden Broadway. And that show spoofs and parodies all of the Broadway shows and their stars. And I remember looking at the audition notice thinking, I've listened to this show for years. I've been going. I get the drill. It wouldn't be embarrassing if I auditioned. I think I can change my voice and sound like other people. I just never imagined I'd be cast and be very fortunate to get good reviews and all of a sudden be known as this impressionist. And it opened so many doors for me. I'm so grateful. And then I know I'm babbling because I'm Italian, so I do many voices and I'm Italian. There's no helping me. I just keep going. But the last thing I'll say is I think what really catapulted me to take it more seriously and create lots of shows and lots of programs utilizing these impressions is that I was really lucky to have some YouTube videos go viral in which I was doing these impressions. And then that suddenly put me on television programs like The Ellen DeGeneres Show and brought me places all over the world like Australia and South Africa and the UK. And so I really felt that I had a responsibility now to really make the most of this. And again, everything I do is done with love. So I also wanted to sort of show that I love all of these celebrities and I wanted to honor them in a really classy, thorough way, not just your typical tribute show or I don't get dressed up in the costumes or anything. It's just me standing there looking like me, but taking on the voices and personas of these women. So I'm really grateful I get to do it. And like I said, it all comes from a place of love.
It really seems like being able to do impressions such as this is a talent that I would think would be very hard to come by, to be able to make your voice sound like other people.
It is. It's interesting because in all of my training, I went to school for the performing arts, and I always was a singer first and foremost. Whenever I wasn't in a play or a musical, I was singing with jazz trios, just always doing backup music, demos, and so I was always using my voice in different ways and singing with different parts of my voice. If something's more jazzy as opposed to more Broadway or more country, those changes vocally, people will, prepare you for, train you for. There are different voice teachers for each of those genres. But nobody is out there saying, hey, I'm going to teach you how to really sort of manipulate your vocal cords and do impressions. It's an odd thing there are so many people out there that can change their voice or do an impression or two, but yet nobody's really, I think, I want to say, taking it to the next level, taking it seriously. And so now there seems to be a nice surge of people that are really loving impressions, be it in the comedy world or in more of the concert world that I'm putting forth. And it's great for me to see the impressions sort of get their credit, the impressionists get their credit and get their due. Because back in the day, on all the variety shows, people used to do it all the time on the Ed Sullivan Show. And gosh, even I think the first performer I can remember that did impressions in a show that was otherwise not impression-filled is Sammy Davis Jr. He would always do a song that was all the contemporary vocalists and members of the Rat Pack. So other than Sammy, you know, it's something that you didn't really see appreciated. So I'm so grateful that people are enjoying it now.
Have you heard from anybody that you've done an impression of and the reaction from them?
I have. I've been really lucky. Like I said, I believe imitation is a serious form of flattery, but it doesn't mean that the people on the other end of it necessarily think so. So I'm so grateful the feedback has been good. Kristen Chenoweth, do you know who that is? Broadway and of course, Tony Award winner, Emmy Award winner, but she is the original Glinda in Wicked, and she has that voice. It sort of sounds like she's on helium. You know, it's sort of picked and pinched like that, but she has this huge, glorious soprano. I've impersonated her a few times, and I was at an event with her recently, and I spoke with the people of the event, and we said, you know, maybe don't do your Kristen Chenoweth impression tonight. I thought, yes, it's probably safe. There are so many others I can do. We'll just leave her out, because God forbid it rubbed her the wrong way. And afterwards, she came up to me. She grabbed me by the arm, and she said, you didn't do me. Why didn't you do me? Next time, you show all these people what we've got, okay? Okay, let's take a photo. I mean, she was so funny about it, and it was great that she loved it so much. American comedian Kathy Griffin, she tweeted that my impression was perfection. So that was fun.
yeah, that is. There's no doubt about who you're doing there.
Oh, thank you. No, very distinct voice. One of my biggest inspirations, Bernadette Peters. Bernadette Peters in print, it was an article in a magazine, and somebody asked her, you know, what do you think about these, the impressionists? And she said, well, I think Christina Bianco does the definitive impression of, and I nearly fell off my chair reading it, because for me, Bernadette Peters is one of the reasons I started singing, you know? And so it's been really great. I'm sure there are some others, but those are the three that stand out right now.
Well, you got shows coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And tell us a little bit about all three of these shows, and if somebody wants to take in one or more of the shows this weekend, what they can expect.
Sure. Well, I call the show Diva Moments, because I sing songs that essentially made divas out of the women who sang them. So we'll take you through very classic divas like Judy Garland and even Edith Piaf, all the way up to more contemporary divas. So there really is something for everybody. One of my personal favorites, I will say, is Celine Dion. And she's quite popular right now, of course, with the whole carpool karaoke thing that she just did. So in addition to the show, I should tell you that I will be taking some karaoke requests of Celine Dion throughout the show. So if you'd like to hear Celine Dion sing, let's say, Stairway to Heaven, just shout it out and we'll see if we can make it happen. One of the things I do, you know, I think filling a show with these great iconic moments from these divas, with all that music, it is certainly entertaining and wonderful, but I do like to play with impressions a little bit. So you won't just hear Shirley Bassey sing a Shirley Bassey song or Barbra Streisand sing a Barbra Streisand song. You might hear Barbra Streisand sing a Madonna hit like Material Girl. So I like to switch things up a bit with the impressions and keep the audience on their toes and make it a little bit of a serious piece and also a little bit of a comedic piece. So I really believe there's something for everybody.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun this weekend. Of course, playing in Brownville, and it's a place that's brought in a lot of great performers through the years. And now you get a chance to go to Brownville and play at a very special place.
Yeah, I'm really pleased. So many wonderful performers have played Brownville before me, and so I'm happy to follow in their footsteps.
All right. Well, Christina, thanks a lot for being with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Hope to see you all there.
All right, sounds good. Christina Bianco will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska this weekend, Friday night at 7:30, Saturday also at 7:30, and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. That's your Morning Conversation. I'm John Coffey.